Jordan Hayden.
Now, a documentary I'm really keen on taking a look at is Celtic Soul. It has its world premiere in Movies at Dundrum on Saturday the 17th of June at 7pm. And then there's an encore screening the following day at 3pm. Jay Baruchel, who you know from such films as Knocked Up, This Is the End, he was in the remake of RoboCop. He's been in loads of different comedies like She's Out of My League and Tropic Thunder, to name but a few. And he was also the lead voice in How to Train Your Dragon. He's front and centre in this documentary, Celtic Soul, along with Irish journalist Owen O'Callaghan. And the film charts their friendship, their love of Celtic Football Club, and it also delves into Jay Baruchel's Irish ancestry. Before we talk to Owen O'Callaghan about the making of the film, here's just a little bit from the trailer to Celtic Soul.
My name is Jay Baruchel.
And I'm Owen O'Callaghan.
And we are Celtic supporters.
At this moment, all around the world, there are tens of thousands of Celtic supporters dressed in green and white, cheering for the legendary club.
Owen asked me, have you ever been to see Celtic play? And I said, no. He said, well, maybe we could go see them, and on the way, explore my Irish roots.
That's your map of Canada.
Yours looks like a chicken nugget.
A road trip.
From Montreal to Dublin.
Across the Galway for a hurling game.
Up the coast to Westport, where my family comes from.
There was a Walsh, also on Peter Street.
The fact that it got down to an address, it's huge.
I think we passed it, homie. It said destination's on the right, and that was like 5 minutes ago.
I'm not sure where the fuck this place is. Then over to Scotland.
Up to Glasgow. It's such a good town. It's the murder capital of Europe, but
you can't be perfect. Then Lennoxtown, to watch Celtic train.
I can't quite believe if I'm here.
Pressure,
let's go! And finally, paradise.
You think of how many players have walked through that tunnel and onto that pitch, and you just feel 10 foot tall. You cannot compete with what Celtic has as a club.
A little bit there from the trailer to Celtic Soul. And joining me now is one of the stars of the film, Owen O'Callaghan. Hello, Owen. You're very welcome along to the show.
Thanks a lot, Gordon. It's always lovely to hear your voice.
You old charmer, Owen. Come here to me. Tell me how this all came about. Because when I first saw the poster to the movie in Movies at Dundrum, it really took me by surprise because I hadn't heard about it before. And so I was kind of going, then I started thinking, how did Owen and Jay Baruchel, you know, first and foremost, develop this friendship and then conceive of this documentary? So talk to us about the genesis of it.
How long do you have? Apologies in advance for the length of this story, because there's kind of a few different strands to it. I used to present a football show for Fox Sports. I lived in North America for about 3 years between 2009 and 2012, and I presented this nightly hour-long show that we used to do live right across North America on the Fox network called Fox Soccer Report. So if you were a football fan, this was a kind of a nightly, you know, show that had highlights from all around the world and your kind of daily news stories and interviews and features and all that sort of stuff. And unbeknownst to me at the time, Jay Baruchel used to watch the show. A couple of other people have randomly gotten in touch down through the years as well, who all kind of sat there, you know, on a rainy Thursday night and watched me talk about South American football teams for some bizarre reason. But Jay was one of those people. And we had a kind of a back and forth on Twitter. We kind of followed each other. Obviously, I'd seen a bunch of his movies. He's a really, really funny guy, obviously. And we just kind of got talking from there. You know, we were both fans of each other's work, and I was aware of his support for Celtic. And, you know, we started to talk, and Jay is from Montreal. He's a very, very proud Canadian. And I was just kind of interested in you know, he was brought up in Montreal. I kind of wanted to really dig into why a kid growing up in Montreal has such an affiliation with a team that plays thousands of miles away. And Jay started to explain his Irish ancestry, and that ancestors left from Westport in the 1840s, and that he was always very, very proud of his Irish background. And that was kind of the light bulb moment for me. And we chatted about developing a documentary that would trace two things. On one side, you would follow Jay's ancestral story and, you know, bring him back to the west coast of Ireland and let him kind of absorb that ancestry and kind of let it wash over him a little bit. And then on the other side of that, you're also following the support he has for this football club. So obviously Celtic's origins are in the west coast of Ireland. Their origins, you know, come from trying to give something to Irish immigrants who came to the city who didn't have anything. So in many ways, Celtic's story mirrored Jay's own family story. So that's kind of what we had in mind in terms of the idea. And yeah, we got a production company on board in Toronto, and that was kind of around 2013, 2014. We were kind of piecing everything together and developing a production plan, and then finally we started to roll cameras in February 2015.
So when yourself and Jay, you've committed to this now, and he's obviously a very busy fella because he's developing projects. What were the time constraints like for you, Owen? Because obviously you're trying to shepherd this project as well, and you know you've got a certain period of time in Ireland, and then you're moving over then to Glasgow. So was there an awful lot of pressure? Were there times where you're thinking myself and Jay here? You know what I mean? We're becoming frayed at the edges.
A little bit, because firstly, you know, whenever you kind of make movies or even TV content these days, it's just a success to get it over the line, and there's lots of different ingredients and. At any stage, one of those key ingredients can fall on the floor and you have to start all over again. And so it's a kind of a very volatile type of thing that you're trying to get off the ground. So we started filming in February 2015 in Montreal in the middle of a blizzard. And we spent a weekend in Montreal, which is essentially the kind of opening 10 or 15 minutes of the film. And we didn't film again until 12 months afterwards because Jay's very busy. He tends to do Hollywood movies and be in kind of really good high-profile TV shows. And I had my own stuff. I was preparing to get married. I had also my stuff in terms of what I do for a living. So when the guys came back to me in late 2015 and they said, okay, well, finally we're going to do the Irish part of the trip and we're going to go to Scotland. So we're thinking of February 2016. So I got married in January of 2016 and I was just back from my honeymoon. And my new wife, I kind of had to come back from the airport after this beautiful 2-week break and then just kind of wave goodbye to her as a camera crew arrived at our house and we kind of went off for a week or thereabouts filming. So, the timing and the logistics was just something you have to always be aware of. It's just part of the process. And, ultimately it's just something that you got to deal with. It's painstaking at the time, but just, you know, as soon as you get anything over that finish line, you can just sit back and take a breather and I suppose just look back with a bit of pride on it.
Well, the trailer looks fantastic. There's so much going on and at the heart is, you know, outside of, you know, the both of you, you know, making your way to Parkhead and experiencing and what it's like to be there in the stadium. But as you say, you're tracing Jay Baruchel's Irish ancestry. But the friendship that is also there between you and him, because like that, the two of you connected over the fact that you presented this TV show and he was a big fan of your football analysis. Did you guys get to spend much time with each other to try and develop the friendship?
It's probably a bit of a cliche when you kind of say that you're good friends. I mean, normally you kind of are involved in various projects. You see people for a certain amount of time and then you say goodbye and that's it. And you might see them occasionally, after that. But me and him really got on and I suppose it was a little bit of a risk in terms of the production plan, in terms of the funding from the different people who gave us some money for this, because we hadn't essentially met before. So when you're doing a road trip film with two people and they barely know each other, you could start the cameras to roll and there just may not be any chemistry. And you know, to be honest, people have asked me that afterwards, and it never entered my thoughts while we were filming. It just wasn't, you know, I'd kind of seen Jay in terms of interviews and you know, read some stuff with him, and you know, we had met briefly in Toronto a couple of years ago. We just spent maybe 2 hours in each other's company talking about music and sport and politics and history and stuff. And then he got a flight back to Montreal, and that was it. Right. It was like a speed date. But it was still quite a risk. Thankfully, we both have a similar type of humor. We both have a similar way of conversing. You know, Jay is a bit of a blabbermouth, and so am I. And you know, it was kind of a weird turnaround for me, someone who talks a lot, that you're in a car with someone who's essentially talking more than you. but it's for the purposes of something like a road trip, you know, that's exactly what you want, because a lot of the conversations that me and Jay had over text messages and over Skype conversations essentially fueled the content of the film. Mm. You know, it was these kind of ideas that we discussed, and or these kind of amazing YouTube links that we'd send each other, and, you know, we'd think, oh, can we incorporate this? And, you know, this is a great historian. You know, he's written this amazing book. Can we get him involved? So, you know, the friendship that kind of evolved was very, very organic, and it actually kind of fueled a lot of what people will see in the actual film as well.
Well, we have to tell people about the Irish premiere, which is happening at Movies at Dundrum. It's on the 17th of June at 7 p.m. and there's also going to be an encore screening the following day at 3 p.m. Head along to Movies at Dundrum, their website, and you can find out all the details there, and you can get yourself tickets. What has it been like, you know, attending some of the screenings, Owen? Like, have you guys had a chance to even do that?
It has been the last... So we premiered this in Toronto in November, the very end of November. And I thought in my innocence that we would do a... We premiered it. It played for a week in a cinema over here. And I thought, you know, it's coming up to Christmas. You know, people will forget about this now. And genuinely, for the last 6 months, it has been chaotic. I've been all around the world with this, which has been a very humbling experience. It started off, we obviously did a couple of dates in Canada at various festivals, and then we were asked to come to the Glasgow Film Festival in February as the closing night film, which was a sellout. I was really, really nervous about that. Thankfully, the crowd in Glasgow really, really loved it. And so that was a very, very special moment. In March, I was in Spain, in Barcelona and in Bilbao for two festivals there. Next week I go to New York. It screens again a closing night film festival there. It's in Las Vegas after that. It's already been in the UK, right across Scotland, Nottingham, Belfast. So, and it's amazing. Anytime I log on to Twitter, anytime I log on to my email, there are these messages from people who have gone to see it. And it's just, you know, it's still quite surreal, people paying money to go and see something that you've kind of created and thought of. That's still a kind of an unsettling thing. You kind of feel like saying, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is on. I mean, go and see. I mean, that's more bang for your buck, you know.
Yeah.
It's very sweet that people want to go and see this film, and it's that's been something that I've experienced in so many countries up to this point. It was very, very strange being in Spain, in these two vibrant cities of Barcelona and Bilbao, watching your film with Catalan and with Basque subtitles. So people, like, we had a sellout crowd in both places, but people are attending a foreign language film, basically. And still they're laughing with it, and they're getting the jokes, and they're shedding a tear at the more vulnerable moments. So the very fact that we've been able to get it in cinemas has been incredible. I never thought it was going to be possible. So the fact that it's been right across the UK, the fact that it gets to come to Ireland, you know, where a portion of this film was filmed, is just incredible. And I just hope that people in Dublin and in Waterford and Wexford, it screens in Gorey and Dungarvan as well. Hopefully they'll laugh a little bit. Hopefully they might shed a tear at the more emotional moments, and all you can do is hope that when they leave, they're smiling, and they may take something from it. And that's essentially with so much variety and with so much choice available to people these days, it's just fantastic if they're able to pop along and catch it. So hopefully they'll enjoy it.
Well, Owen, for anyone to go out there and make a film, it's not easy. So I give you full credit for making it happen. And the Irish premiere is happening in Movies at Dundrum on the 17th of June at 7 p.m. Owen O'Callaghan, thank you so much for joining us to talk all about Celtic Soul.
Thanks, Gordon. Really appreciate it. Nice one.
When Hollywood comes to Dublin, we love movies with Gordon Hayden. Spin 103.8.